Hi everybody, so today let's just forget about all the quarantine talk and all the lockdown talk and let's just talk about success, okay? Now while success means different things to different people, most people want to be successful in their lives, right? For some people that means they want to make a lot of money or they want to travel or they want to have a family, but overall success actually means that we all just want to be happy, isn't it? But here's the thing, many people are not actually successful even by their own definition of success, whatever that is. And why is that?
I mean, after all, why wouldn't people just do that one thing that they think is the most important for them in order to be successful? Now, of course, there are different reasons why some people are not successful according to their own definition of success, but really what I think is that the number one reason why most people are not successful is because they're really addicted to consumption, okay? Now, of course, I'm not talking about drugs or alcohol over here. I'm talking about being addicted to consuming media. People are addicted to watching Netflix or scrolling on social media or browsing on Amazon. These things are eating up a lot of our time and they're preventing us from doing things that we really care about and the things that can actually make us successful. Okay? Now, the reason why being addicted to consuming prevents us from becoming successful is because in order to be successful, we have to learn stuff. We need to do stuff. You see, for anything that you want to become successful at, there are actions that you must take, you know, or maybe things that you need to learn. So in order to reach that level of success that you want to be at, you need to watch some educational videos, you need to take some college classes, you need to read a book, or maybe you just need to put your nose to the grindstone and actually take some kind of an action. Maybe that could be that you need to take yourself to the gym and work out, maybe you need to just sit down at your computer and build that website, maybe you need to get out and practice your photography skills, maybe you need to get out and meet people so that you can find somebody to start a family with. You know, it depends on whatever definition that you have for being successful in your lives, where you really want to be at yourself. Okay? Now, regardless of our goal and how you define success, there are things that you need to do in order to make that happen. And if you're spending hours and hours every single week, every single day scrolling on social media, watching Netflix, watching TV, watching movies, shopping online, well, that's really going to eat up all of that extra time that you could be spending on actually working towards your goals. Okay? Because here's the thing, you see, most of us don't even have that much of extra time because in order to support ourselves, to support our families, if we have families, we really need to spend a lot of time or at least a certain amount of time just to take care of ourselves and working, okay, to provide for ourselves. So when we're busy in our routines doing all those chores and going to work, it really consumes a lot of time and at the end of the day, we don't actually have that much time left. Right? So if we spend what time we do have left wasted on that addiction to consumption, then we can never actually get off the hamster wheel of going to work just so we can come home and watch TV. And then we have to go to work again so that we can continue to support ourselves. And then we come back home from work and we watch TV because we're in the habit of it, we're addicted to it, it's easy and it's rewarding. And we get into that routine, you know, every single day and we are not able to come out of that routine even just for a single minute. Okay, so you see how this all becomes into a cycle and it's a cycle that's difficult to break, right? And it means that we'll never actualize our real potential here on earth if we keep on going on with the cycle. Why is it that consumption is so much more common than actually doing stuff? That we all fall into this trap of just consuming rather than creating ourselves something or taking action towards our goals, you know, our real goals. And what is it about media that makes it so addictive? Well, I think that the main reason we are so prone to this addiction is quite simply because consuming is really much easier than creating, isn't it? And especially because we all have to support ourselves in one way or the other, we all have chores that we have to take care of. And after we are done with all that work, we just don't want to do anything else that's difficult again, right? We want something easy. We just want to be passive. We just don't want to be active after a whole day of work, right? And sometimes that means that our houses are messy because we don't even feel like cleaning up, or, you know, we just don't feel like doing any other chores that would require us to consume some more of our energy. So what do we choose to do? We just choose to go for the easy stuff. Now, sometimes it could even mean that we never learn that skill that we really want to learn because after putting in all that brain energy at work, we really don't want to come back home and do the learning we need to do in order to acquire that skill or put in the practice that we need to do. right? And sometimes it means that we just never start that business or start that channel, whether it's YouTube or podcast or whatever that we want to start, just because we are so exhausted by working all day anyways. And even beyond that, media itself tends to be really addictive, actually. You know, I mean, first of all, as I mentioned, it's so easy to just scroll through social media all day. You can pick it up on your phone, you can turn it on your TV. It's always there. It's just always around you. It's never more than an arm's length away, right? It's way easier to do that than to work on anything else, even if the other things you could work on are things that you really care about. You care about them way more than just browsing through social media. And then beyond that, it's also all around you, you know, television, your laptop, your phone, it's always in your hands, just in front of you. It's what you see everybody else doing. Anywhere you go, there's the opportunity to just consume media. Okay, so even if you are interested in doing the harder thing, it's being shoved in your face in so many different ways. Okay, now of course that's not to say that we are all victims of it. We can still choose to do whatever we want to do, but it's always easier to consume the media sometimes than it is to choose to do something else that we really want to do. That's all I'm saying. Right? And then the icing on the cake, the thing that truly makes media so addictive, is that you get a brain chemical release when you consume media. Did you know that? Basically, consuming media makes your brain release certain hormones like dopamine that make you feel happy, at least in a certain way, right when you do it, and it gives you a reward. Okay, it makes you feel so good to consume media. It gives you that instant feeling of gratification, and that's what truly makes it so addictive, actually. I mean, you see, that's exactly how addiction works, actually, isn't it? That's how drug addictions work and food addictions work and all other sorts of addictions. They all cause some release of some positive kind of a hormone into your brain, and they just make you feel happy, okay? And because you get that brain chemical release when you do the activity, and that makes you want to do it all over again and over again every single day. Just like, you know, you're a rat in a maze, pushing that button over and over again, and that's how social media works. That's just how television works. So in that way, we kind of all are, victims, because we're having it shoved in our face all the time, and we have to really resist in order to not give in to that temptation. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that we have to resist it all the time, you know. There's nothing wrong with sometimes watching television or sometimes being on social media. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it, unless there is something that is really wrong with it, you know. What does that mean? That means unless it's really getting in the way of your real priorities in life, the real stuff that you care about to do in life, unless it's getting in the way of you becoming successful by your definition of success, because the opposite of success is failure. And if you have an addiction to social media, an addiction to consuming social media, that is going to be the cause for your failure. Okay? And if that becomes a cause for your failure, then of course, yeah, that is a problem, right? Now, you might want to disagree with what I'm saying, and maybe it's that you don't think that this is a problem, or maybe you don't have an addiction to media. And I hope that is the case, and if that's the case, then you can switch off this podcast right now, because you don't have that problem that I'm talking about, right? But I know that a lot of people do have this problem, including myself. Okay, sometimes I'm struggling with wasting my time scrolling on social media, reading articles on the internet, watching movies, and those things can really waste a lot of time and not waste the time in a good way. You know what I mean? You see, because if I'm just relaxing and watching something and enjoying it, then it's okay. It's not wasting time in a negative way. But if I'm just wasting my time in the sense that because of scrolling through social media or doing all that kind of stuff, I'm actually giving up on all the other things that I'd rather be spending my time on, then yes, that's really wasting time in a negative way. And if that is the case for you too, and it's something that you'd like to work on, if you'd like to spend less time consuming, if you'd like to work on overcoming your addiction, and you do think that you have something of an addiction, then keep on listening, because I'll be discussing 4 different suggestions for some things that you can do to reclaim some of your time so that you can have it available to spend on the things that you really care about. Okay? Now, first of all, awareness goes a long way. Now that you are aware that you have an addiction, that it's not just a simple habit, it's not just something you need a little bit too much time on, but it's truly something that you're feeling compelled to do, that is truly something that at least in a sense you are chemically addicted to, now that you're aware of that, now you can work on it and move past it. Okay, so that's the first step. If you agree with me that we have this addiction, then you've already done this, and now you can work on looking for solutions to the problem. Now you can work on putting down your phone. Simply because you feel that urge to pick it up and you start to, waste time on it, you are going to begin to resist it. Now, the second thing that you can do is work on your clarity. Clarity about what you really want in life, what your priorities really are, how you define success, and what you want to do. Because until you have clarity about what you want to do, it's going to be really difficult to resist that temptation to just consume media, just because you don't really have a reason to resist if you don't know what you actually rather be doing anyways, right? And it's a strong addiction that most of us have to wanting to consume, because like I said, it's just so easy to consume and it just feels so good to consume. So until we get clarity on what is it that we really want to be doing instead of that, we won't be able to resist that temptation. So, what is it that you want? If you could do one more thing before you die, what would it be? Just think of it this way. What is something that you want to do or something that you want to become? Maybe it's a skill that you want to develop. Maybe something you want to build or create a relationship that you really want to prioritize. Think about it. What is it that you really want? Right? And I'd recommend spending some time journaling about this actually. And if you're not much of a journaler, you might just skip that step, but just try spending even just a few minutes, write one page about it, set a timer for 5 minutes, and just write down what is it that you really want to do. You can start by writing what I really want is, and then answer the question, and then just start over what I really want is, and keep on doing that over and over again, just keep on coming up with different drafts until you can really get the answer to that question, okay? Now, moving on to the third tip. Tip number 3 is to create before you consume. Okay, consuming actually makes it more difficult for you to be a creative person or for you to do the things that you need to do. You know, if you keep on scrolling through social media, you are going to become less and less creative. And this is actually counter to the fact, because most people believe that they're actually getting many ideas by looking into social media, but that's not always the case. Okay, because the media not only takes your time, but even consuming is draining some of your energy. When you spend all day laying on the couch, not that you do every day, but if you spend time laying on the couch most of the time or some of your time, you're gonna feel a lot less like getting up and moving on to get up and do something. You see? So if you really want to make the most progress, move closer to your goals, then every day, every time you have the opportunity, just spend some time creating something or doing something before you begin to consume media, okay? And finally, the last tip is consider giving yourself rewards for doing the behaviors that you actually want to do, okay? Like I said, you're automatically getting rewards for certain types of behaviors. You see, your brain is constantly rewarding you with chemicals that make you feel good when you watch a movie, when you scroll on your Instagram, or when you do all sorts of other things, you know, like eat certain unhealthy foods or even sleep in. You see, these things make you feel good in a certain way, and that's what makes them addictive. So in order to counter that, you need to give yourself some sort of rewards for doing the behavior that you want to see yourself do more of. Okay, so maybe this means that you treat yourself in some way every time you go to the gym, or every time you put in a certain amount of time working on your business that you want to pursue, or every time you make a video here or a podcast or episode or whatever. Whatever you need to do in order to get the results that you want, you need to build in some sort of a reward. Okay, and keep in mind that this reward, it doesn't need to be something big. You don't need to take yourself out to dinner or out to the movies to treat yourself to a 60-minute massage. Or this kind of rewards can be, you know, very tiny little things that are just a positive reinforcement. Okay? Now, to sum it all up, I know that addiction to consumption isn't something that everybody struggles with, but I also know that these days a lot of us do, because it's all around us and it's so easy and it feels so good. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with consuming media, unless there is, you see, unless it's getting in the way of you pursuing your goals, of you prioritizing the things that are really important to you in your life, okay? Then there is something wrong with it, and that is when it's time to do something about it. I hope that the tips that I shared today were useful to you. I'll be happy to be back with more tips on different kinds of things and stuff in life. So just stay tuned and have a great day.